One of the key features of Snapchat is its collections of filters. I know I've had a lot of fun with the filters. It's about all I use the Snapchat for, actually. They analyze your face. They edit features or add various accoutrements to do things like make you throw up rainbows or put a little jaunty hat on your head. Today is, as you may or may not know, April 20th. And here in the U.S., many celebrate 420 Day as kind of a day for celebrating pot smoking, let's say. And Snapchat apparently wanted to, I don't know, throw an homage to the day?
I don't know what they wanted to do.
So they decided to celebrate with a new Bob Marley filter. And it's apparently ruffling some feathers. It drops some dreadlocks on your head. But more kind of the thing that people have issue with is that it gives your skin a deeper shade of brown, let's say. Many are calling out Snapchat for insensitivity. They're saying it's basically blackface in the digital realm.
It is.
And
so basically about it. That's what it is.
I'm just trying to set a level.
Why? Blackface is historically offensive. It is.
Well, it is. But, okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. You and I were kind of talking about this other app, Masquerade. And Masquerade was just bought by Facebook. And in Masquerade, it's similar to what we get with the filters. But essentially, what it is more so is, like, there was a Barack Obama face inside Masquerade. And we're trying to figure out, like, what is the difference here? And in Masquerade, they're not doing any sort of alteration to, let's say, your skin color. Mm-hmm. What they're actually doing is they're taking a picture of Barack Obama or Hulk Hogan or whoever else they have in there, and they're clipping that out and then superimposing and attaching those features to your face so that when you move and when you tilt and everything, it kind of follows. So is there a difference at its core of having an app where you're having a mask of, let's say, Barack Obama on your face versus this where it's actually tinting the color of your skin?
Yes. I know. I don't remember the MSQRD. I know they have, they do have a, not a mask, but the same dreadlocks, the same hat, and your face.
Right. No tint.
Yeah, not colored in. I don't remember, and I looked for it and I couldn't find it again. And I mean, we read that Snapchat hadn't taken this down, but I couldn't find it in my filters. I did find this other thing. It was called a time traveling bong geo filter, which when I get home from Vegas will be a nice teachable moment with my children who use Snapchat.
Because they use Snapchat.
Right. And I'm not saying it shouldn't have that because the kids, watch out for the kids. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm going to have to discuss, did you see this? And do you want to talk about what that means? Which is my responsibility as a parent who lets her child be on Snapchat. I don't know. That the bong part is just a conversation I need to have with my kids. The blackface thing is like they should have known better.
Yeah.
Now they do.
Well, and what's it? Well, I don't know. You know, they basically said that they have the cooperation of the Bob Marley estate, and that they're sorry that it's being perceived this way. But last I heard is that they're not actually removing it. Is the fact that there's actual cooperation from the Bob Marley estate, maybe that was a clue to them that hey, maybe this isn't such a bad idea after all. I don't know. That's all I can think is maybe that's where they were coming from. But
I don't know.
It also feels just kind of lazy. Bob Marley has a pretty awesome, rich musical history. For him to just kind of become
pot joke. Weird thing that is
just kind of like, I don't know. Anyways, it's offending a lot of people. Might even offend you. So
what we've said might have offended you. That's what sometimes happens when you talk.
When I talk.
People, not you.
When I talk.
Anyone.
It's true.
Me, you. Usually me. Usually not you. Let's be honest.